This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The month of March delivered beneficial rainfall to many United States corn and soybean areas in need of moisture. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers' markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose, too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
The rainfall in the month of March has led to United States shrinking drought coverage in corn and bean growing regions in the latest drought monitor, says USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
If you look at U.S. corn production area a month ago on March 4th, we were sitting at 60% drought coverage. That number has dropped sharply to 39% by April 1st, reflecting the improved moisture in many of our key corn production areas. Similar story with soybeans, a big drop in area in drought going from 50% on March 4th, all the way down to 33% on April 1st.
Rippey says cotton-growing regions are dealing with dry conditions as well, but slight improvement has occurred.
As we move to the south, we are still concerned about parts of our cotton belt being unfavorably dry. We have significant drought, for example, developing across the southern Great Plains. 34% of the U.S. cotton area in drought on April 1st, down slightly from 38% on March 4th. But going the other way with our winter wheat production area, we saw drought coverage increasing to 37% by April 1st, up from 24% about a month earlier. That also reflects the dry March that we had across the midsection of the country, where roughly half of the nation's winter wheat is produced.
He says the hay production areas of the United States did not see much change in drought coverage for the month of March.
Starting with the hay production area in drought, because of some offsetting numbers, we saw worsening conditions in the middle part of the country, improving conditions in other areas. We did see not much change in our hay production area in drought, 39% on April 1st, up from 37% a month earlier, and our U.S. cattle inventory in drought sitting at 43% in drought as we begin April, up from 38% on March 4th.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.